Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I feel like the chipmunk on the wheel here, going here. We're going 100 miles an hour here. We've got a impromptu interview, thanks to the flexibility of our guest, Robert Schuller, Pastor Robert Schuller, and he's got ministries, and we'll talk about that. And he's coming on to talk to us about what's happening on the ground with these violent rioters, even though Maxine Waters is saying there's no violence there. You saw my last YouTube video. You know, I exposed that lie. But we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. Hey, very quickly, folks, the dollar is in trouble. Trump knows that he's trying to transition to back up with the dollar with gold, Bitcoin, silver. We're in process for doing that, but it's not going to be a quick turnaround, and some banks are probably going to fail. And under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, they can keep your money. You're an unsecured creditor now, thanks to that law that passed in the Obama administration. Well, Noble Gold wants to help you out of that. And let me just say this. I've been a customer for 7.5 years. I have been an advertiser for 8.5 years. And I got to tell you, they're the best people to deal with. Don't sit around and do nothing. And besides, inflation is eating up your savings. Noble Gold can help you in so many different ways. I use them for investment. I use them for protection. You can too. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Put in your email. I'll send you a free information packet. You'll look it over and say, yeah, this looks pretty good. And then you'll give Noble Gold a call. Robert, I'm really glad you could join us, and I really appreciate your flexibility on coming on. And it's nice to have a kindred soul on, a man of Christ. And not
Thank
only
you.
that, someone who is sick of the left and the stuff that they're doing. Let me just start very briefly here with your background. Can you give kind of a synopsis of who you are and
Yeah, I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor all my life. And I say all my life because literally when I was 5 years old, I would crawl underneath my father's robe. He was a pastor in Garden Grove. And the robes have a pocket slot so you could stick your hand in your pants pocket. And what I would do is crawl under his robe, and then I stick my arm out of the pocket slot and shake hands with people as they left. And so I've been involved in ministry my entire life. I've physically assisted in building all the buildings on the what was the Christ Cathedral campus. It's now called the Christ Cathedral. And and when I was in high school, I was leading a high school group, et cetera, et cetera. And when I graduated from college, I came back from Holland, Michigan in 76 and started preaching. And I continued to preach a little bit more every year. And then in 81, I started my own church. It was Rancho Capistrano. And then I would continue to appear on the Hour of Power, which was televised around the world. We reached about 40 million people. And I would continue to preach on the Hour of Power 4 or 5 times a year, and got up to about 16 times a year. And at that point, I resigned my church and my position at Ranch Capistrano, where we had built a church, a K through 12 school, and a retreat center for the 120 suites. And we had a 175-acre ranch there right on the 5 freeway in Southern California, which is very valuable property. And so that's how I spent my life. And that's kind of my background.
okay.
So,
Well, you've been on the ground in LA.
yeah.
I just played a clip of Maxine Waters denying any violence, and on the other frame, I was showing all the violence in video.
Yeah, exactly. There's no violence here.
Well, I saw the CNN coverage last night. There was violence, but the CNN camera was pointed over here, and Fox was filming them, and they pointed over there and go, "There's nothing going on here." So anyway, tell me what you're seeing. What's going on?
So what's going on is Antifa is hard at work. They're not staying in Los Angeles. They're going across the nation. In fact, I think before we started the program, you mentioned not far from you, they're creating distress and problems for the police in a nearby city where you are. And
Peoria,
that's
Arizona, suburb of Phoenix, yes.
so it's going to happen across the nation. And what I suspect is going to happen is they have a few dollars left in their funds. Now that U.S. aid has dried up, for the last 4 years they were funded to the tooth to be able to do whatever they wanted. And now those funds are going to dry up because they're not being funded anymore. And we're going to continue to find those funds. But right now, they still have the funds to go out and buy all the materials and hire the agitators to manage all of this. I was listening to one of the people I listen to periodically is Joshua Phillips. He has the, I think it's called Crossroads on Epic TV. He was out there on the ground and he witnessed seeing one of these Antifa members on a bridge, completely covered up with their uniform, which is black, 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 because what they're doing is black. It is dark. It is evil. And their goal is to perpetuate this communism, this left ideology, which is a religion, and the religion is Scientism, which is really what my book is all about, Divine Liberation from the Gods of the Woke. And the reason I use that title is because people can understand it. I wanted to use the title Divine Liberation from the Pantheon of Scientism. But whenever I'd mention that to somebody, their eyes would cross and they go, "What in the world are you talking about?"
Yeah.
So it's entitled Gods of the Woke. And wokeism is a religion. That's what people fail to realize. Humanity is a religious humanity. It's the way we are. We cannot live without religion. God created us that way, and he created us to have a relationship with him. And when we live with him, we live and survive. When we live without him, we create these pantheon of gods to try to deal with the fears that we create in trying to live without God. Because when we live without God, our minds are completely turned into a mind of fear. We are imprisoned and shackled in fear. And the way we break through that fear is through, originally, as tribes, the original religion was animism, meaning that they saw the God of the tree because a branch fell down and killed one of their kids, or they fell out of the tree. And so they start worshiping the tree so the tree won't kill them anymore. And the same with the river, and the list goes on and on. That's animism. But then as civilization developed, you have the civilizations in Babylon, in Egypt, ancient Greece and Rome. All of them developed a pantheon of gods, which was based upon a narrative which allowed and equipped the rulers, the pharaohs, the kings, to continue to control the masses and with this fear, and that's what they've done. Then comes along Christianity and theism and the realization of God, and suddenly all of these narratives are blown out the window. And that's what my book actually does. It goes through the pantheon of scientism, which is the current day pantheon and narratives that have been created by the left in order to control the masses, and specifically by the globalists who wish to control the world. In order to control the world, you need a new narrative. You need a new pantheon in order to manipulate the fear and control the masses. And that's what we are seeing as they are continuing to do everything they can to control you and to control me.
I would agree. Do you think this extends into Antifa and what we're seeing on the streets?
Absolutely.
What's the
100%.
connection?
So let me explain it. The way it works is scientism has to come into play in order to manipulate the masses, in order to manipulate the people, so they can have a global religion. And the global religion has to start with killing God, Yahweh, the creator of the heavens and earth. Because anyone who has an understanding of God, the real God, and has faith in the real God, and believes the real God, Jehovah, the I am, we suddenly don't have a fear of death anymore. Saint Peter said it this way: "Oh, death, where is thy sting? Where is thy victory? It is swallowed up in Jesus Christ, the I am." And so the first thing that the scientism, the globalists, have to do is kill God, and that's their very first god that they worship. They are anti-God, and that is the religion, and it takes far more faith to believe that there isn't a God than to believe there is a God. That's why it is a religion. It is not based on science at all. None of the scientism you see in the world and that I talk about and reveal is based on real science. It's based on manipulated science to support their narrative in order to manipulate and control and instill fear in the masses.
It's about Gaia, isn't it? Isn't that where it originates from?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The worship of Gaia, G-A-I-A.
I think it's all different. And you have Babylon, which created their own gods. Then you have Egypt created their own gods. And then outside of Western history of civilization, we have, I'm sure, other gods in India and China. My major in college was ancient civilization, which started with Babylon and went through Rome. So I'm very familiar with all of the gods and how that all manipulated and worked together to create these gods to control these societies. And that's why every Caesar became a god. That's why Pharaoh became a god. And all of these rulers ultimately turned themselves into God. And that's what I know. I can't talk about Gaia. I don't know who that is.
Well, it comes out of, I want to say UN.
India?
It's kind of this new age belief that the planet has its own consciousness. And what they've done is they've reversed the authority order from the Bible, you know, where it's God, man, animal, fish, fowl, so forth. And they've reversed all that. The earth, which is on the bottom, becomes number one, and man's on the bottom.
So they worship the creation instead of worshiping the creator.
In inverse order, yes.
Yes, that is a trap set up by Satan in order to manipulate you and me by worshiping the creator. And I reveal this in my chapter on anti-human. In anti-human, the whole chapter deals with the whole false narrative of carbon and the effects of carbon on the universe and the world. And yet they violate this. You sit here and you watch these cars burning up and there's black smoke billowing out of these cars. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we're going to be carbon neutral. And the carbon neutral is a complete scam. So IATA, which is the international airline, I forget what the other initial stand, but for all your airlines come together and they're members of IATA. IATA has made the declaration that they will be carbon free by 2050. That's in 25 years from now. Now, we're not going to have, and they're not saying we're going to have electric airplanes by 2050. So how are we going to be carbon neutral in airplanes? The answer? They buy carbon credits. Buying the carbon credits, they become carbon neutral. They continue to spew as much carbon in. And of course, in the 25 years, I would expect that it'll become a little more efficient and not burn as much. But it's not going to be a lot. But the way they're going to become carbon neutral is by giving their money. And so they're going to charge you and me more money for our tickets, like three times the price, so they can buy these carbon tickets, which helps the globalists control the masses. They don't want you to have free the ability to travel. And you're going to have carbon credits and a carbon score, which will prevent you from eating too much beef. And as soon as you have too much beef, they're going to cut you off. And as soon as you travel too much, they're going to cut that off. And again, this is what scientism, the worshiping scientism does. Now, coming back to the border is all about the one world equality. And we're going to make everybody equal. So we're not going to have any borders. Anyone can go anywhere they want. And so we won't have any borders. That's why over the last 4 years, our borders were open. The same thing with Europe. And they want to break these down in order to create equality, not equal opportunity, equality. And that's the foundation of communism. And that's what this is all about. The head of the world, the heads of all these organizations are not interested in free market economy. And that's another chapter in my book, Anti-Free Market Economy. They're interested in equality and not equal opportunity. So they're just going to take from the rich, destroy life, give it to those who don't. And we witnessed that in the United States of America as these migrants came in and got to stay at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They got to stay at I forget the name of the hotel here in Los Angeles. And now all of a sudden they're not, they don't have the funds are drying up for these illegals, and they don't like it. And at the same time, the funds for Antifa are drying up. And they don't like it. So I believe my belief is, and my hope is, that what we're witnessing is them using the last of their money to be able to make a huge impact on our culture, to create chaos and division and death and ugliness, because that's all they know how to do. They do not understand beauty and creation. That is a divine thing. Divine things create and develop, because God is the creator. He's the God of beauty. He's not the God of chaos. He's not the God of disorder. And so that's what we're seeing taking place on the streets of LA right now, is we see the effects of Antifa coming in and instigating this. They've got their agitators. As Josh Phillips said, he had a huge radio in his backpack, standing on a bridge with an antenna going off, and he witnessed this, and he's giving orders to other people just before the car went on fire last night.
And I want to just quote here from the mayor of Boston, and she said this yesterday. She said, "Everyone has a right to come here, and everyone has a right to have housing." It's really underlies what you're talking about, no borders. And the other thing you were talking about money a second ago, the money is drying up. Is that a result of DOGE and USAID cuts?
Yes. And it's my prayer I'm sure they have other sources, but it's getting tighter and tighter. And what's going to happen over these weeks, we're dealing with a totally different administration than we dealt with 5 years ago. 5 years ago in 2020, Trump didn't have control of his administration. He didn't have control of the military. He didn't have control of Congress, the Senate. And had he won in 2020, it would have been the worst thing in the world. He would have been sitting there on his hands trying to do things. And quite frankly, he wasn't ready for another term because he didn't know how deep the state went. The deep state went. He didn't know how bad it was. He didn't realize that these people were stabbing him behind his back. And it was just getting – so it was a blessing, because God always wins. That's the name of the book, right? God always wins. And so God knew exactly what he was doing in 2020 as the nation woke up. They literally woke up and they're going, holy mackerel. Meanwhile, Trump himself woke up. He didn't have – there was a major piece to this that he didn't have in 2020, and that is MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. He didn't understand that. And actually, that's how I came into this whole – that's how I woke up. I woke up through MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. And I've got that, and that's a chapter of my book also. It is the God of anti-health. And that's what our nation has been dealing with for the last 60 years. We have been dealing with anti-health as opposed to health. What our mainline medical system is today is managed sickness care. That's all they do. If you go into your doctor and to get a checkup, and they highly encourage you to do that so they can find your disease early or any other problems that you have early, then they can start managing your sickness earlier than later. But they call it preventative care, but it's not preventative care at all. It's early detection. And then by that, they can start dealing with the challenges you have. And I could talk for the next 3 hours
You've hit
just
some
on the
good
health
points,
and wow.
especially with Maha. One of the things we need, and I'll tell you, this really affects people who are aging, actually post 30, sarcopenia, the wasting away of your muscle mass. And you need lots of protein and you need more as you get older, as well as some exercise. They never tell you to exercise, but most importantly, have you noticed that all the animal pandemics are taking away the egg supply and the beef? Millions of cows have to be euthanized. Millions of chickens have to be euthanized. That comes into our diet. And when you're not eating those sources, that comes into your health because your body wastes away without that proper protein.
And that proper, not only that, but in addition to that, if they can control our food system, they can control us. And
That's
that's what
true.
they're doing in Europe, specifically in the Netherlands. And it's all about carbon and management because the cows fart too much. I mean, give me a break already. That's literally their scientific, that's what they call science. It is, they manipulate science. This is what scientism is all about. They manipulate science in order to fit their narrative. They want to get rid of the beef. And the way they can do that is saying that the cows fart too much and
That's
create
right.
too much carbon. That's what they're telling us. And then they have them to go on further. They tell us that the birds, like the bird flu, right? They tell us that the birds don't have a natural immunity. So what they do is they go in and there's a maybe 100,000 birds and they randomly test these birds, and if they find one that tests positive, and as you I'm sure most of your listeners and you probably know that the COVID tests and the bird flu tests have false positives,
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
a lot of them. So if they find a false positive in this herd of birds, they kill the entire thing.
No, it's crazy.
So we are the only country who did that. Mexico didn't do that. The eggs we got from Turkey, we imported, I think, 8 million eggs from Turkey. Turkey didn't do that. So those are the same eggs as the birds we killed. It's scientism. It's false science. They try to make it look real. They sell it to the populations, and then they are the savior of the world. They become God, and the government becomes God, and the technocracy and the experts are worshiped. And that's their goal, and that's what they want. And they want to do it through the entire world. Communism historically has been a failure, and they recognize that. They say, oh, yes, it's been a failure. And we see the failure in the murder rates, starting back with the French Revolution. And their goal, killing everybody, 40,000 people went to the guillotine, beginning with the aristocrat, and then everyone who had property, and then finally the farmers. They killed all the farmers, and then, gee, we don't have any food. I mean, it's ludicrous. And again, it was a scientism that anybody could grow crops and grow these crops, but of course not. It doesn't happen. But by not having them have food, then they can control it, and people will look to the government to save them. That becomes their savior as opposed to Jesus Christ.
Now, you're exactly right. And that's the way you control. What is it Kissinger said? If you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I'm seeing in these videos on the ground in LA is I'm seeing people that are seemingly possessed and they're acting on automatic behavior. They're on just constant rage at anything. It's like a dog with rabies. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm not sure whether that's a psychological thing or a spiritual thing. It
I think
could
it's
be
both.
either or both. Some of them are caught up in the euphoria of the moment. Some of them, I think, may be literally deranged, because when you do not have the spirit of God within you, then you open yourselves up to other spirits, demonic spirits. Because we are fighting a battle. I open my book up with Ephesians 6:12, which says, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And again, the Antifa is all, their uniform is black head to toe. And that's how they can identify who Antifa is. And the difference between 2020 and today is we have a completely different FBI already. And they understand this and they're prepared to, and they know that Antifa is part of this. And they are already in the process of arresting these people. And we will eventually get law and order. And it's going to be much more difficult for them to do this again in the future. I am praying and hoping that we are seeing them spend the last of their monies and their efforts. And that once law and order is established, because this is not an immigration. Well, let me finish reading the Bible verse and I'll go on to immigration. Sorry. Against the rulers of the darkness of the world and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. And that's what it is. So you mentioned people are just angry. Well, that's what happens when you don't have the Spirit of God living within you.
Yeah,
for sure. You become angry. And I was, you know, the other thing I wanted to point out is that this is not an opportunity, is not against people not having a chance to come to this country, because there's nothing further from the truth. In fact, it is hidden. We need to put out a campaign and let people know how many people come to this country legally and become legal citizens. My son-in-law was born in South Africa. He came to the United States in 2010. He married my daughter. They've been happily married with three kids. He's the salt of the earth. He's a great guy. And he became a citizen in 2012. When he became a citizen, I started talking with him. I was expecting him to say, it was in a little courthouse someplace. I know he went up to Los Angeles for the swearing-in ceremony. And I was expecting him to say, yeah, it was at such and such courthouse in downtown LA. But it wasn't. Do you know where it was? It was in the Staples Center.
Really?
And the Staples Center was filled with people. 20,000 people being sworn in as citizens of the United States of America. I said, wow, does that happen once a year? He goes, no, it happens at least once a month. Once a month, just in the city of Los Angeles. And we don't promote that as a nation. We need to say there are many pathways to come to this country legally and become a citizen. Just don't come in through the window. Just don't crash my windows, come in carrying a gun and not expect and expect a warm welcome. It's insanity. And yet that's what's going on in our government, in our country.
I know. Listen, my attitude is, you come here legally, I embrace you. On my dad's side, you know, I'm first generation German, and my ancestors escaped Hitler, and some came even before. But the bottom line is we welcome immigrants in this country, but we don't welcome TDA, MS-13, and people that will do us harm. The reason I brought up the question I did with the automatic behavior, you know, I have a background as a therapist, mental health therapist, and it's one of the things I've done in life. And I see these behaviors that seem to be out of proportion for what they're doing. I don't get a sense what I've watched. I probably have watched 50, 75 videos now of the action there. And when I look at these participants and they're interacting with police and so forth, what I see is a disconnect between rage and authenticity. And what I mean is there's a split. I don't feel they're vested in the cause. I feel they're a mercenary for violence. Are you finding that to be the case out there, that these are outsiders?
That's what I have heard. That's what Joshua Phillips reported at firsthand witnessing. My belief is that many, especially the instigators, the ones you see leading the charge, are paid to be there to do that and to create this euphoric anger and to stir up the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is happening. But again, it is my prayer that their funds are going to run out And if not, the next step for the FBI is to track all of these funds, find out where these people are getting paid from, and squash and cripple their funding, and we will start seeing peace.
Not cripple their funding, put their funders in prison
Yeah,
for conspiracy to commit
that would do
insurrection.
it. That'll cripple it. Yes.
You know, someone asked me today, what do we do? And I said, okay, if we're going to have these activist judges that are going to prevent Trump from carrying out Article 4, Section 4 in the Constitution, then what we need to do is convict them as criminals, build an open air prison, okay, and then just put them in there and let them rot. And I'm talking the criminals. I'm not talking people who are here and the people who, you know, manicure our lawns and wait on our tables. I'm not interested in those people. I mean, we need to stop the flow because the volume's too great. We can't financially support it. But I'm talking about the people who do us harm in this country. They got to be gone.
Agree. And most people who are logical thinkers will agree with you. How Trump was elected, because of that mentality. However, there are those that are on the left who aren't using logic, who aren't using common sense, and as a result of that, are simply angry and want to do anything they can to defeat Trump. They've got Trump derangement syndrome, and if Trump is for it, they are against it.
That, well, you're exactly right.
If Trump
Bingo.
says don't jump off of that high-rise building, they're going to jump off
No,
the
you're absolutely right here.
high-rise
It is opposite day for every Democrat. It's absolutely insane. I'm so glad to hear you bring the spiritual component into this because, you know, it's something that I think is missing. These Antifa people, they look like soulless beings to me. And I'm not saying this to be derisive or insulting. It's just that's how I view them. Look, I know our time is short, but I want to do something before we go. You
Sure.
have written a book, okay? And I see it portrayed in the background there. God Always Wins. Tell us a little bit about the book and how people can.
Divine Liberation from the Gods of the Woke is the subtitle.
I love that.
A Divine Liberation. And what I've done in this book is I asked the question, well, where in history have we seen divine liberation? And what was the most dramatic divine liberation in history? And we go back to the Exodus. God called Moses. He specially equipped Moses by putting him in the court of Pharaoh for 40 years. And so for 40 years, Pharaoh learned all about the gods of Egypt. He learned all about the politics of Egypt. He learned about the pros and cons and the weaknesses of Pharaoh. After 40 years, he knew everything there was to know about royalty in Egypt. Then he killed someone. He was a murderer. And so for 40 years, he thought he was a somebody. And then he spent the next 40 years thinking he's a nobody, because he was a shepherd and he was running from the law and he was hiding out. And then he suddenly sees this burning bush. And out of the burning bush says, I am. Go and free my people. And so for the next 40 years, he got to see what God can do with a nobody. And that's the life of Moses. So what I do is I follow the 10 plagues of Egypt, because that's what created the liberation. Each one of these plagues came upon the Egyptians, not because God is angry, not because God wanted revenge, not because God wanted to punish or he's sadistic. Those plagues came upon the Egyptians because the Egyptians were enslaved, and the Israelites, because the Israelites had been there for 400 years. Think of that for a minute, how long that is. We're just celebrating 250 years as a nation next year. And they were in slavery 400 years. So they were completely enslaved to these Egyptian gods. And so what God does with these 10 plagues is tear down all the gods of Egypt and prove that they have no power, that they're made up, that they're fake, that they're false, that they're nothing but wood or stone, and that he is the only God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And if you believe in him, the shackles on your mind will be freed and you'll experience divine liberation.
I think that's a fantastic concept. How do people get a copy of your book?
So let me just say that there are 10 recreated gods of scientism. And then how do we break these gods of scientism? We break them with the I ams of Jesus. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the door. And so that's the book. We find divine liberation in looking to Jesus and understanding.
But Robert, before we go, you got to tell us how to get the book.
Go to your bookstore. Ask for God Always Wins by Robert Shuler. If you want to do it the convenient, fast way, there's this thing called Amazon.
Okay, so it's about that.
And you can go to Amazon and you can find it there really quickly.
Love it.
And then you can go to the publisher as well. My website is drschuler.org. That's drschuller.org. You can go there and you can find a link that'll take you to the publisher as well.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on the book. I appreciate your perspective, particularly Christian perspective of what's 100%. Going on in LA. And I think it's so important that we get that interjected. And you've provided an avenue of review here that we're not seeing anywhere else. So much appreciation for that. And thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Dave. And if you ever want any more information, just give me a call.
I will give you a call. I'm going to take you up on that. Thanks, Robert.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
When laws become optional, civilization is done. And this has really characterized the fall of nearly every regime in world history. China's on the cusp, and they're in the beginning phases of this. We'll cover some of that today. And I almost think what's going on here in America is a globalist movement of sorts, an international movement, because we're seeing the exact same thing. Oh, the tactics and strategies may differ some, but the end result is exactly the same. So what we're going to look at is what is happening in places like LA, and don't think it's going to stop there. It's not. It's going to spread, and I believe it's going to get more violent. We're going to address that, and really very strong words from me about what should happen. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you've checked out our newsletter. It's a way to keep on everything up on everything we're going to do in this 24-hour cycle, in every 24-hour cycle. All you got to do is subscribe, go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email address, and there you are. You'll be right here. You'll get this every day. Over 50,000 people are subscribed, and best of all, it's free and it's informative. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products, and I'm telling you, I give them credit for saving my life last year. I was in bad, bad, bad shape, couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. And then when I was trying to make my comeback, the old joint pains came back, and I handled that with the products. And if you got a little vanity, you want to use the skin cream for fine lines and wrinkles. But this is the Nanosoma spray. It doesn't cure anything. I want to make that really clear. It does not. What it does is it boosts your immune system tremendously by infusing vitamin C, control the nuclear receptors, the vitamin D increase. It affects the telomeres, which is cell length and life, and that affects longevity. This is a tremendous product, and I credit it with getting me through the prediction that my lung linings would not come back from RSV, which they have. And this is what I put on the joints. Over a three-month period, progressively, the pain disappeared. Tonight is leg workout night. Sled, deadlifts, some sprints, some farmer walks. If you know what those things are, you know I'm taxing the joints. And tomorrow, I'll have no ill effects except on the muscles, which is what I'm looking to do. And this is the vanity cream I talked about. Using it here, severe cut without stitches, closing up. These three are the three-pack, and together, you can get them for 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. /Dave Hodges. I want my healthpack.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we are in a very dire strait, and people are starting to compare this to the LA riots. I do not agree. It's far worse. Oh, not yet in terms of volume, but when you add up cumulative, what's going to go across the country? We're already seeing a little bit of it here in Phoenix. It's not to that level in LA, certainly. San Diego, it's spreading to San Francisco, New York. It's going to be everywhere, people. And this is orchestrated. I want to make sure you understand this. This is not an organic protest. So you'll get a few add-ons from the street who are upset, but it is not organic. How do I know? Well, when you see on the news crates of bricks, rocks, and frozen water bottles that are like throwing a brick at a police officer when they're arrived, and you see people in civilian clothing carrying foreign flags, start pulling those out. That's called resupply. This is logistics. This is organized, people. This isn't about the issue. The issue right now is, should we be deporting violent, convicted, illegal aliens? Key phrase, violent, convicted. And I'm going to step aside. And honestly, I'm so distressed over this. I don't care who I make angry. Hear me clearly. If you think that we can round up the 12 million and just get to a restart from the Biden administration and deport them, you're out of your mind. Andrew Jackson tried something similar, a little different issue, but similar action. And it led to the Trail of Tears, and it was the huge stain on his presidency, and it was not popular with the people. And that's what we cannot afford to do. And then we don't even have the logistics. On a good day, optimal functioning, you don't even get 1,000 people out of the country. And to achieve a 4-year goal of the reset that Biden did with Mayorkas, it would take 8 to 10,000 a day. It's not possible. And then you're saying, well, we just put more people on the ground. Fine. Then who are you going to take that away from? The Marines, the Army, the Air Force, Iran, Ukraine, China? Do I have to say any more? How weakened do you want to become? I mean, the Biden administration, who is complicit in this, including Mayorkas, they need to go to prison. Notice I didn't say the people need to go to prison, because I'm going to delve into what I know is a fact and what I reported at the beginning of the Biden administration. People were arriving in this country wearing Joe Biden t-shirts, and then they stopped because of the optic. Why did they? Because they were invited, and they were funded by NGOs and PPPs, public-private partnerships. And we have identified that, and the proof is omnipresent. It's been reported ad nauseum. There's no question this is true. And these people thought, oh, we're gifts. And the ones that didn't get the advantages of that had to come courtesy of the cartels. And we know the horror stories that were there, particularly involving women. And I won't get graphic here, but use your imagination. These people were duped for the most part. Now, the ones who come here from the TDA, the MS-13, and all the other terrorist organizations, including Middle East groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, and so forth, no, they cannot be here. They cannot be here. They're part of terrorist organizations that have been legally declared, and if they are full-fledged members, they need to be deported. Their crime, prima facie, illegal entry into the country. But the real reason they're getting them is because of the danger that they pose to average Americans on the street. And I'll tell you what, I've talked to people who are undocumented who are here. They don't want them here either. Listen to what I'm saying. Someone who would fit into a category we might call illegal alien, they're working on a construction site. And some of the people that I've gotten to talk to, they don't want the criminals here. They want them gone. Any normal human being would, unless you're a leader in the Democratic Party and you follow the Bernie Sanders woke agenda, who's taken over the Democratic Party. We need a healthy Democratic Party, not one that is an insurrectionist Democratic Party that I'm going to get to in just a second. We need health. We don't want a one-party MAGA system. I don't want it, because they always end up the same way, being a dictatorship, because they're not accountable and they pass all the laws to benefit themselves and their donor class. You need competition to even this out. And I don't even like the two-party system. I'm telling you right now, I think the Europeans, in many ways, even though they're in chaos because of their corruption, I like the four and five-party system. People need to have options. And this limits the power of government. Government is fundamentally your enemy. It's some group of people controlling other group of people with power and people with guns that enforce their laws to take advantage of everybody else. That's government in a nutshell. Now, here's the deal. Some of them are really bad. Stalin, Mao, Hitler. And then you can limit all the way down to the United States of America, where you've got a lot of corruption from government, but it's not nearly on the level that it could be. And the goal of the citizens is to have a constitution and enforcement qualities that limit the dangerous power of government. And government is danger. In fact, study from the University of Hawaii decades long, right? You know what it taught us? I've talked about this many times. Who dies more in the 20th century? Is it by these world wars and insurrections and mini wars? Or is it death by government called democide? Well, it's overwhelmingly democide. Now, in America, we have an infrastructure in place with our Constitution, if we would follow it, to limit the damage that government can do to the liberties and lives of the citizens. That's being threatened right now. I'm going to go back and say what I just said. When laws are optional, civilization ends. And this is an historical fact. It doesn't really need any elaboration. Most regime change is caused by civilization failure and the people choosing sides. That's going on in China right now. They're in the very early stages. We're going to highlight some of that. It's beginning to happen here, and it's the goal of the people who deliver boxes of rocks and bricks and Molotov cocktails and the whole thing that we have seen on video. Oh, don't tell me Democratic politicians it ain't that bad. I saw a CNN report, and this is why I have to do my job and look at all news media. You know, Fox, okay, rose clutter glasses towards Trump. And most of what Trump has done, I think, is appropriate, but still rose colored glasses. On the other side, I saw a report yesterday where the CNN reporter was saying, well, the protesters are very peaceful. And they didn't show all the crap going on. They selectively filmed things that would not show violence. And then L.A. Mayor Karen Bass got up and told the same lie over and over and over. Fox embarrassed her in a press conference when they held up a tablet and said, what's this? You call this peaceful? That person was ushered out. Have you had enough of this crap? Let's start with the basics, okay? If you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. The definition of a nation are defined borders, cultures, customs, currency, constitution, laws. Then we get into the mores and values and so forth that sociologists talk about. So you start your nation with borders. And if your boundary becomes a welcome mat, then your civilization is going to end. Now, can we assume and assimilate the people that have come here undocumented? And I'm telling you, a lot of them duped, and some of them are desperate, and some of them are fleeing totalitarian regimes. There are Christians in this group. People don't realize, yo, I've interviewed one of them. But the bad thing is here is how do we assimilate all this? I'll give you an example. If I'm an undocumented person and I walk into a hospital, I have the flu, nothing emergency, they have to treat me in the emergency room. Well, now that we just put 12 million more potential patients onto hospitals, what do you think is going to happen to our medical system? What's going to happen to your health insurance costs, your medical costs, treatment costs across the board, availability of doctors? What's going to happen with that onslaught? It's a problem, isn't it? And how are we going to deal with it? You can't deport 12 million people and don't go, oh, yes, we can. I'm sorry, but the ignorance is dripping off the page when people write this and say this. It's not going to work. Do I wish we could have a reset button, have a strong border, and admit the people who want to come here legally? Yes. But then our legal immigration process sucks. You can wait years to come here. Well, if you're in crisis in your country, you haven't got years. So our whole system sucks. And it's by design. The Democrats know that they have policies that most Americans aren't going to support if they're aware of them. Do we not agree on that? And so what they have to do is import voters. That's the buy-in from the Democratic Party. So that's why you get the Boston mayor who stands up 2 days ago. Anyone that wants to come here can come here and they're entitled to housing. Am I supposed to pay for that? Well, that's basically what she's saying. And that's a classic Democratic Party response. Now, do I think this represents most Democratic voters? No, most Democratic voters, they got to go out and work for a living. They got to pay their bills, raise their kids. They got to worry about childcare, inflation in the supermarket. This is the reality, but they're being led by their nose because my daddy voted Democratic and my granddaddy voted Democratic. It's the only safe way to go. Oh, I could go critical on Republicans, but I want to get back to my main point. What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to give you a model, and the cost is still going to be overwhelming. When my ancestors came here to escape the tyranny of Nazi Germany in the early days, and they saw the writing on the wall, and they weren't Jewish, and they saw the writing on the wall, they had to come through and be processed in. They weren't a health risk. They had to be tested. They then had to agree to a naturalization period. They had to learn American history. They had to speak English, at least on a casual manner. And they had to pass tests on this after 7 years. I had a student several years ago, lovely, lovely kid, grew into a lovely young lady. She shows up one day in my office and she says, "Can you help me with immigration?" I didn't even know she was here. She was from Romania. And I said, "Well, what do you need?" And she said, "Didn't you used to teach history?" And I said, "Yeah. And do you know about the naturalization process?" She was in it. And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I'm worried about American history." And I said, "Well, what grade did you get?" She goes, "I got a B. You know more than enough." And I gave her a couple of exams. And she came back and says, "Yeah, I think you're right." And her English was like you and me. You would, she didn't even have an accent because she came here before the age of seven. That was the process that Romanians, when they escaped Ceausescu, what they had to go through. That's exactly what my ancestors went through. We can't just dump people in the country and say, "Well, here you are." They have to know what it means to be an American. They have to understand their rights in the workplace. They have to understand they have options in politics. They have to know what's proper protest and what's insurrection. And this is what's going on right now in LA. I'm going to address that next. This isn't a protest, people, as they're calling it. Protests can have yelling and screaming and cussing, but it's not throwing Molotov cocktails at police officers who are doing their job and doing it humanely. What do you think would happen if these people were in China doing this crap? They'd all be dead. It'd be Tiananmen Square. We call Los Angeles Square. Our authorities are acting with extreme restraint. Well, I'm going to leave this open-ended because it forms the basis of where we're going. And I'm going to be showing you how we're not that different from China in terms of what's going on. And China is done. Oh, they could unleash nuclear weapons and raise hell across the planet. They can't project their military any longer. They can't sustain a war effort any longer. Their government's falling apart internally. And by the way, have you seen how many YouTube, since I've started covering Xi Jinping's demise last week, have you seen how many YouTube channels are now following in that? Have you seen that? He's done. The only thing is can he beg for his life and they'll let him have, well, some kind of sequestering? Yeah, it's a mess that we're in. We can come out of this, America, but we've got to do it humanely towards people who have come here and many of them who were duped by this government. And you may not like Biden, but we have a humanitarian obligation to people who were lied to. Oh, they want you there. I've heard this story so many times. And I don't have all the answers on this, but I will tell you this, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. As a nation, you cannot tolerate insurrection in any form. Protests need to be protected. Insurrectionists need to be jailed. We'll get into that. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Don't forget about us on Patreon. We're doing some traveling this summer to cover some stuff. I think you'll really enjoy it. And we could use your support. Thank you so much for becoming part of what we do. We'll see you back here next time.